We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we were still on holding on Friday. On Friday, a person shouldn't travel more than 3 parsa. Now, they were talking about distance. We apply it as far as time, meaning a journey of 72 minutes. Every parsa is 4 mil. Every mil is 18 minutes. So a parsa is 72 minutes times 3. So that's 3 times 72 is 216 minutes. So 216 minutes is 3.5 hours, right? So you shouldn't travel a journey that's more than 3.5 hour journey on Friday. That's a lot, 3.5 hours. But you figure you start going, you go out at 6 in the morning. So it'd be somewhere where you'd be there at 9. You go out at 9, be there at 12. The idea is that a person should make it early enough that people will have time to prepare the meal for him. The concern was, you show up unannounced at home, your wife is going to go into panic mode, and she'll start cooking, and she'll run into Shabbos. So today that we have cell phones, we have a little bit more room to be lenient. If a person is going to be a guest, same thing. You can't show up unannounced. You have to let them know. Now, today, we prepare differently than they used to. Today, we usually have extras. It's not the end of the world if someone shows up unannounced. If one person shows up, you add a little bit of water to the soup, you cut up the chicken a little different. It's not the end of the world. So that's true if you're coming back home. And even there, soldiers sometimes do this. They want to surprise their wife. They show up Friday afternoon unannounced, or a kid comes home to his parents unannounced. It's not nice. It's a mistake people make. Sometimes your parents were going to eat out by a neighbor. They don't have anything ready for you, and it's not comfortable for them to suddenly show up, two older people, another two older people. You had a fifth younger guy. It's a different meal.
Or an 18-year-old kid coming home from the army.
An 18-year-old kid coming home from the army.
You're never going to know what your mom's holding in her hand when she turns around. It's a 150-year-old China plate, and she drops it. I did that once. I came in unannounced from here. I flew in. And she was holding China in her hand. She turned around and she just dropped it. So the nice surprise didn't turn out so nice.
Medrash says that. Meaning the Talmud says in Nida that a person shouldn't... There are certain people God hates, the Talmud says. One is someone who walks into his house without knocking. Even his own home. So Rashi interprets that as... they might be doing something which they want modesty for. Maybe someone's picking their nose. Maybe they're doing something else where they don't want you to just walk in without knocking. The Medrash, though, says that story. It says there was a rabbi who was away for many years learning, and then he got a message from his wife, it's time to marry off our daughter. Come home to help marry off your daughter. He came home and went into the house unannounced, and suddenly she turned around and saw him there. And I think she passed out. I think she.
I got in trouble for that at home. I'm just like walking the door, and then my wife will just be sitting at the table, like in thought or whatever. And then the door open, she panics, so she didn't know.
Yeah. So at any rate, that's a different idea that the Talmud tells us that a person's supposed to knock even before entering his own home. Again, this is a different halacha. This is that on Friday, don't show up unannounced. People might not be ready for you. And even though today, technically, that reason doesn't count, nonetheless, we should be careful not to travel large distances on Friday afternoon. We have a problem. People do end up desecrating Shabbos. People get stuck in traffic. There are stories like this in the U.S. There are stories like this in Israel, where people are traveling and suddenly there's a traffic jam. People going up to the mountains in the summer, even though Shabbos comes in really late, they end up getting caught in the traffic going up to the mountains, and then they're stuck on Shabbos. Same thing here in Israel. You have people going for Shabbos, and sometimes there's a traffic jam. Kikar Adam. We've had stories where hundreds of people were on the road Friday afternoon going into Shabbos. There was a big accident, and many people were stuck. And the World Trade Center bombing, the first one I think was on a Friday. So there was a guy who was stuck in Manhattan, and all of Manhattan was closed off. He tried going north, he couldn't go. Tried going back to Brooklyn, he couldn't go. Stuck in Manhattan for Shabbos. So he knocked on Rabbi Feinstein's door. He said, let's make an experience out of this. Showed up with his whole family, knocked on the door and said, we're stuck here in Manhattan. So what's Rabbi Feinstein supposed to say? Hey, so the guy got a memorable Shabbos out of it. Smart fellow. But we're not supposed to do that. We are supposed to get there with enough time. This becomes problematic when you're a guest. Your hosts don't want you showing up 3-4 hours before Shabbos. They're still getting ready for Shabbos. Imagine in the winter, Shabbos comes in at 4:30. You're going to show up at 12 at their door. That's putting them out. That's an inconvenience. So what I used to do as a young man is I'd always ask them where they have a base medrash near their house. And I would come to their neck of the woods. I mean, if I was going to the Golan or if I was going somewhere for Shabbos, so I'd come to that place 3-4 hours before Shabbos, and then I'd go to a Beis Medrash so as not to put them out. I would also call and say, you should know, I'm in the Beis Medrash in your neighborhood. If I could help, if you want me to watch the kids, if I could help take out the garbage or other things around the house, I'm here. Usually a guest isn't to help. Usually, even if you're going to set the table, you're more, right, you're putting them out more than you're helping. But still, that way I avoided the problem of showing up last minute and also didn't put out my hosts.